Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live from RJ Dukes in McKinney. We are starting hour number 9 of the 12th annual Peace-a-thon to support My Possibilities as well as Sandlot Children's Charity. And right now we bring to you Texas Rangers first baseman, although he can do third base, DH. He can do it all. It is Jake Berger. Good afternoon, sir.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Man, yeah, we're very excited. Sorry about the little phone snafu right here. We're all 9 hours into the show, so we're getting a little punchy now. I know usually the interview process works where we ask questions and you answer them, but I was hoping I could tell you a story to begin this interview.
Oh, I'm great with that.
All right, so I think a lot of people are familiar with what you and your wife have gone through with the little baby being born and everything like that. One of my favorite things I have now ever seen in the clubhouse at spring training is the team gifted you with a blanket. But I don't know if you know this. We were there when everybody was signing the blanket. And Jake, I got to tell you, man, everybody on your team, Major League Baseball players making millions of dollars in front of tens of thousands of people, they were so nervous to get those signatures just right.
They were practicing.
On the blanket. Yeah, they were practicing their best signatures off to the side on a table so that, well, there's paper on there, but to make sure that they did the signature right. And just for whatever it's worth, I'm sure the blanket meant a lot, but I wanted to let you know they were all like ultra focused and nervous about signing it as well.
No, that's amazing. I mean, it's one of the coolest things. I got back from her surgery to spring training and like they gifted it to me and I was like floored, you know, because a lot of these guys, I was only in camp for 7 days before I had to leave. And so didn't really like know a lot of these guys, you know, just from talking on the field and stuff. And like them doing that for Penelope and for our family was just like, this is just top-notch organization and top-notch dudes in this clubhouse.
Kevin and I were both just in shock watching that happen because, like he said, these are dudes that perform in front of lots of people, and it was a really cool experience for us to kind of observe how they were treating that. So it was really neat.
And I think it made us like you said, you just gotten there, but when we all saw how much your teammates were like, how much they already loved you, I think I hope this is okay to say like this, we kind of fell in love with you as a player at that moment too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You know, I mean, it's at the end of the day, we're all humans, and like I think we have a really good thing with the clubhouse in there. Everybody loves each other, and just, you know, it's just like treating each other like humans, not just baseball players. And it means so much to me how much the organization did for Ashton and I and still continue to do.
Now, Jake, this is another little bit of a story. My wife is the executive director of Jared Sandler's Sandlot Children's Charity, and I got to be in the room as they were kind of discussing your softball event that went last week. How exciting was that event, and how much fun did you have pulling that thing off?
Oh, that was awesome. You know, I mean, it makes you appreciate the little things, like day in and day out, what a baseball organization has to do behind the scenes to make everything run smoothly. Just like the amount of detail that goes into it. And, you know, you're playing 81 home games. So it makes you appreciate the little things there. But just from a standpoint of the people that showed up and supported us, it was just incredible. You know, the Rangers sent a ton of people there that, you know, you don't see every single day because they're behind the cameras making everything work and run, and having them there, and then a lot of my teammates there, and just guys across baseball showing up and showing out for us. And, you know, I think it's enticing to take a weekend trip to Nashville, but, you know, they still don't have to do that. And so all those people flying in to go to that event, and then all the country stars too. I think it was a really cool experience for all of us, because I know a lot of baseball players wish they were country music stars, and I know a lot of country music stars wish they were baseball players. So it's cool to blend the two worlds, and it doesn't happen without my rock star wife, Ashlyn. She was working the phones for like a month leading up to it, trying to get everything perfect, and it went really well.
Now, Jared has bragged many, many times about his baseball skills. Did you get to see them on display, or were you like, come on, man?
No, he didn't want to. You know, I offered the home run derby up to him, and he declined. So I don't know if he's
okay
hiding his swing mechanics in there or not. But no, he did a great job in seeing it, and getting the in game interviews with some of the guys there is really cool.
Jake, if you were going to be a country music star, what kind of country music star would you be?
Bluegrass, 100%. I grew up, my dad grew up in Southern Indiana. So, obviously some bluegrass ties there, and, obviously close to the border of Kentucky. And, I've always loved bluegrass growing up. I mean, I think it's just more authentic sounding.
Yeah, a couple of those Sturgill Simpson, bluegrass acoustics that he did were pretty nice too. Get a chance to listen to those. Yeah.
Well, for I'm sure. Glad that you said that, because I have to admit something to you. I was born and raised in Texas. I have lived in Texas my entire life. I went to college in the state of Texas. But when you say bluegrass country, I was like, I don't know.
You thought it was the actual bluegrass?
No. I don't know the different subcategories of country. Does that make me a bad Texan?
No, I think that means you're just Texas through and through, you know. Everything, those Kentuckians making music, you know, it just doesn't match to those Texans making music.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. I'll take Texas barbecue and Texas country music. How about that?
Jake, the new manager for this team, obviously we loved Boach. He brought us World Series. We got a new manager now. We got a chance to talk to him right after his press conference. And I'll tell you what, I was excited. I was pumped. Can you tell us a little more about this guy? Because you know him pretty well.
Yeah. I had him in Miami for a year and a half. And, you know, I love playing for him. I know people say this a lot, and you know, it sounds like it's just like scripted, repeated, but like he's one of those managers that you want to run through a brick wall for. He cares about the human and cares about the individual more than the baseball side of it. And I think that's not saying he cares about the baseball side any less. It's just that's how much he cares about each individual human. And that creates a clubhouse culture that, you know, everybody's pulling on the same side of the rope and is there to create that camaraderie, because we do spend more time with our teammates and our coaches than we do our families in season. And so being able to build that and create that chemistry is huge. And that's what he did in Miami, and everybody loved playing for him in Miami. And I'm excited, man. He's great. I love playing for Boach. It's interesting. You know, I've have what, 3 years, 100 something days of service, and I've played for four different managers, two of which Tony La Russa and Bruce Bochy. So I've seen the two Hall of Fame side. And then, you know, seeing Skip, who played under Tony La Russa and have some similar tendencies in that way, and learned a lot from him. So it's just been I'm excited, and I know a lot of the guys are excited too.
Do you want me to see if we can get, like, Connie Mack back out here or Joe Torre so we can really just hit all of the Hall of Fame?
That's what I'm saying, man. It's crazy, like, looking back at where I've played and just how long I've played, and knowing that I've played for two Hall of Fame managers is insane.
Now, I promise you I understood the point of your story about running through a wall and how it was an analogy. I want to make it clear I understand that. That being said, have you ever watched, like, a TV show or a movie where somebody tries to, like, run through a wall or kick in a door and think, yeah, I could do that?
I don't think I've ever felt that, but I know that with the amount of, like, hoorah energy, maybe I could. You know, I think if you asked me to do it right now, I'd like absolutely get bodied by that wall. But you know, in the moment, maybe.
I like that idea though.
Heck,
I bet he can hit a baseball through a wall. I've seen him hit a baseball pretty hard, so I think we should set this up and see if we can make it happen.
Well, especially now that he told us Jared couldn't hit a baseball through a wall.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That's what I've taken away from this.
Not that Jared couldn't. Sure. Jared chose not
okay.
to.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Then I want to loop back around to, we love talking with you, but one of the reasons that we wanted to talk with you specifically today is we are raising money for My Possibilities. We are raising money for Sandlot and their children's charity. And I was hoping, because obviously you can give us a unique perspective from probably a lot of other people out there about why it's so important to raise money for organizations like this, and then if nothing else, spread the word about people and their families that are going through this.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think Jared and his foundation do an incredible job, and I mean, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes when you have children with any sort of disability or anything like that, where you know, you don't really understand the magnitude of doctor's visits and trying to set up babysitters in certain areas so you can go to the hospital. And there's just like, for us, right? Like we're so fortunate that we get the resources we have and the platform we have. And a lot of families aren't as fortunate to have that. And so being able to raise money and help all these families is massive. And I think it's one of those things that it is like, honestly, try and get as much money as you can, because there's so many people out there that need those resources. Just looking at our experience with Penelope, right? I mean, we have 2 therapy visits a week. We have a speech therapist come too. So I mean, I guess that's 3. You have a doctor's appointment about once a month right now for heart. And you know, we feel like we're on the lighter side of that stuff. So, any sort of contributions massive to these families that need help.
You know, Kevin, as a parent that went through kind of the same thing when he's talking about these scheduling these therapies and having them. And now I look at my daughter right now. She's sitting right in front of us, 13 years old. She's a rock star, you know, and knowing what we went through and all those things, it was so beneficial to have those things for us and available to us. And I think Jake's dead on with this. Well, Jake, next Sunday, the 2025 Community Excellence Award has been given to you by the Sandlot, and we're really looking forward to being out at that event, and we look forward to seeing you out there, and hopefully there's still some tickets available for that too, Kevin, and then Jake Berger getting an award for that, so congratulations, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I'm honored. You know, I always feel like Ashton and I are standing on the shoulders of giants, of those that have come before us in this space. And, you know, we're just kind of riding the coattails a little bit and trying to do our part. So I know Ashton and I are honored to receive that and excited to see everybody out of the ballpark for that.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir, and look forward to seeing you out at the ballpark.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jake Berger right here on 105.3 The Fan.
How can you not like that guy, Gavin?
One of my favorites.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I meant. That's why you like that guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask him about if he anchored the tug-of-war competition, but then I thought better of it. Didn't want it to be taken the wrong way. Thought it was a good, innocent question about his strength, but you never know.
So that, like, in reference to the Rowdy Tellez thing.
Oh, no, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, I can see how you would forget.
My favorite part of that entire interview was when you go, "Oh, I'm sorry, man," like right at the end. Because in that moment, it seemed like you legitimately had no idea that that was the direction that it was going. And you're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, man."
It was an L in so many ways for me that day, but I'm glad so many people got enjoyment out of it.
Can I tell you the behind? I don't know if we've talked about this, the behind the scenes about how we heard about it. So we were driving to Dodger Stadium because we were out in Oxnard, you know, for training camp. We're driving to Dodger Stadium and Bobby texts me and he goes, "Oh, did you hear that interview?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry, we've been in the car talking. I don't know what you're talking about." And he goes, "I'll send you some clips." And he was like going into producer mode himself and he sent him up. And I'm on the concourse at Dodger Stadium. I called Chiafalo and he's like, "What's up?" And I go, "What the hell happened?" And he goes,
"Oh, you
bro,
heard about that, huh?"
Like that was all we got was an extended bro.
I mean, for all the things Rangers fans have been mad at me for over the years, and Derek can tell you about one of them, maybe the first high-profile run-in that I had, that will be the one that sticks with me the longest.
All right, coming up next, yeah, we might need to hear some more about that, but also...
I was listening that night.
It's yes, it's Tom from
Mod
Buddy.
So is Bruce Gilbert.
Yeah.
Get off the air now. Drop it.
All right, well, coming up next, we were going to do My Buddy's an Idiot, and maybe we'll do that a little bit. But I want to talk more in depth about that,
we'll
if possible, as well. We will do that next live as we are part of Hour 9 Peace-a-thon, 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I was going to fire up some My Buddy's an Idiot, if that's good with you guys, but also...
Fantastic.
I guess I might not really be familiar with the story that y'all were just referencing going way back. Is that a story we can retell about when the Rangers were mad at you?
Are y'all comfortable retelling this together in this moment right now?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's no problem.
And that is Gavin Dawson, the general at ease that we've got right here.
I think, Gavin, I was doing a fan flash. I was the fan flasher on this particular night. So okay. I was kind of listening and going, oh, this is interesting.
This is, yeah. This is reckless speculation on Dawson. I believe Derek, you know, was, what, 3 or 4 years in? And you did a contract early. This is like 2010 or 2011.
It was. I think it was the year of 2011.
When did you sign that contract?
Actually, it would have been after. Yeah.
So okay.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe 2012. Yeah. You know, and I was reacting to it. I could not believe the Rangers had gotten such a team friendly deal on such a beast pitcher. Right. Appreciate so I was thinking, like, why would Derek Holland do this? Right. And I think it had come out that maybe you were engaged or something. Like,
I was.
And I was just speculating that it must have been maybe
you can say it.
go ahead. A money hungry type of situation, a gold digger situation. We might have had a gold digger situation on our hands. I think the Kanye West song was very popular around that time.
Oh,
and I was just saying this is probably like, you know, a fiance pressuring a ball player to get a deal done early so we can secure the tens of millions of dollars. When if he just waited a couple of more years, it might have been double or triple that.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, and I thought you know that was a pretty good take at the time. I don't know how many beers I was in, but did you start texting in the show, or did you start tweeting about it? I think you started tweeting.
I think I was tweeting.
Yeah.
And at first, I said something to our MLB guy, the MLB security, about it, and then I started tweeting, and then it was just going, it wasn't even really going back and forth, but it was just, it kept going.
Yeah, those Rangers fans will really start retweeting and talking bad about you. I mean, I went to opening day that year, and they were like fans heckling me, like "Get off Derek's case."
Oh,
I'm his number one fan.
A good guy.
How did this happen?
You brought the hype for me.
Yeah,
that's what that was.
I do believe the term was "bees be crazy." I do feel like I heard that one get thrown out there at one point.
It was a wild time,
you know. And
it was a different era of radio.
Who knows?
It was a different. Did I say? I didn't say that.
I don't know. I'm making up words.
That makes it better though. Let's say you did say it.
Yeah,
he said.
I think it was
that.
Bees be tripping.
Yes, yeah. That's what it was. They be tripping. That's for sure.
And so our then station programming director reached out to him. Was like, let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, man, I think this is pretty good, actually.
Like, this is good radio.
Just putting it out there, and I kind of responded. He might say something else, and he was like, no. He's like, he was at a dinner, and he was like, my phone started blowing up because of this, and you need to drop it so I can go back to doing my evening in peace. And I was like, whatever you say, sir.
If you ever inconvenience him,
were you
they'll
late?
Let you know.
That was in the afternoon?
No, that was
evening. During spring training. But
that was evening time. I was probably.
In spring training. I know that because I was in Arizona.
You heard it in Arizona?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, you heard about it.
Yes. Gotcha. It got brought up to me. I don't know if she brought it up or somebody else, but whatever. It got brought up, and then that's when I started seeing it, and then people were talking about it on Twitter and all that. And I mean, it was looking back at it now, it's hilarious. I mean, I get it. Yeah, heed the moment, I was upset, but I mean, anybody would be.
And here we are now. And they're sitting perfect. Right next to each other,
dude. You can't be talking about wives.
We've done.
What are you doing?
Interviews and stuff since then. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no hate.
No, I didn't get that. I didn't get that sense whatsoever. Well,
he did scoot further away from me, but he's the furthest person.
Well, because I farted.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fine. That's okay. We got air fresheners.
Do we got some water bottles?
we can play some fart water roulette. Let's go.
Store that one for later, Kevin.
Gosh, we should have used that.
All right.
Taco Bell last night.
So was that the story you were hoping
would
turn out as good as you thought?
No, absolutely. It absolutely did. Now,
I mean, we've all said dumb stuff too, like in that aspect. Like you don't mean it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
me
what?
Too.
It was funny.
Well, I actually wrote a story where I said it was the Taylor Webb Memorial Classic for a wrestling event. Then the next morning, I got a phone call from Taylor Webb, and he goes, "Oh, it seems as though the words of my death have been greatly exaggerated, or the rumors of my death have been," and I was like, oh crap.
Oh, man.
Because I swear they told me it was the Memorial Classic, and I was like, oh crap. So first of all, I killed him off.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, I just did a crappy job because I didn't even talk to the person who the tournament was named after, and I was like, man, You did.
Because you thought he was dead.
I did.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah. And I understand whenever you feel like you got some momentum with something, right?
Yeah.
Jerry Jones. I asked him if he's embarrassed, and all of a sudden now we dumped him. I'm like, we hung up on Jerry. What's up with that? The whole world's going to know. And then guess what?
Rich Dalrymple called you. Corey.
Hey.
A little unprofessional.
It's a little weird when you get a phone call and it goes, please hold for so-and-so.
Steven Jones.
Like, oh, what? No.
Yeah, I've definitely got that phone call before, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It turned out to be a cordial conversation.
Yeah.
And then you know what, Kevin? That's what they all should be. We can always have a conversation.
Yeah.
Then all's well that ends well. I was just stoked. I don't know if it was later that year or a couple of years later when I found out Derek was still listening to the show.
Yeah.
I was like, cool.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't hold it against
good
me.
To me, it's just good radio. Yeah, it's not exactly how you wanted it, but it's still good radio. You got, what do they say? What's the saying? It's like bad. I forget. I don't know. We'll just leave it at that.
No publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Like
no, what's the saying?
Did you only get one word of what the saying was?
Yep, because I figured I was going to just botch the whole thing. So I
really
just
wish you would have paused and go, you can't get fooled again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think
that would have
been.
Fool me once. Fool me once. Shame
been, and then wink.
I think that would have been the way to do it. Retroactively, do you think that Gavin Dawson made some quality points?
See.
See.
No, I don't want to do that.
All right.
Oh, here we are now.
So for my buddy's an idiot, I had a few things I wanted to throw out there, including a soccer note. I guess I've never seen this before. Dawson, did you see the Everton player that got a red card for slapping one of his own teammates?
No, didn't see this.
Yeah, so I would have thought they would have been like, hey, don't do that.
Right, yeah.
And, but like, if it was an opponent, I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he slapped one of his teammates after 13 minutes and
red carded.
Yeah, because they were like ready to get into it. Their teammates had to like split them apart and he got red carded. And I was like, well, hold on. That doesn't feel like that's impeding the opponent.
No.
I felt like that was a little much.
That seems it's between those two gentlemen to maybe handle after the game in the parking lot or the locker room.
Yes.
Maybe it's for the manager to bring the offending player off.
Yes.
I'd let them manage it, but they probably just don't want any sort of stuff going on like that, any violent attacks.
Well, that was yes.
The players don't want to get bullied, maybe.
It's funny, too. They said the VAR confirmed
the slap?
The violent conduct. And I was like, no, I get it. I don't think anyone's disputing that part of it.
About 12 or 13 years old, I saw Judge Moilanen come off the sideline and hit his own son with his camera.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Goodness.
Yeah. I felt bad for young Bobby.
With like a one of those giant
like a
lenses?
You know, one of those from the 80s.
Okay.
Like the dad camera from the 80s.
The that's got the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just went, what?
Yeah. About the size of a small lunchbox or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
But full.
Yeah.
One of these? But he really, not one of those. I think that'd be Broadus, whose parents on the sideline might have had something like that. But I was like, man, not only must that have hurt, but
60 minutes.
Probably broke the camera.
Yeah.
And I would expect more from a judge.
Okay. You
know, more self-control.
That's a great point. Are the Jets an idiot? They have clinched their 10th consecutive losing season. Not even not being in the playoffs. I'm just saying they haven't even had a winning record or been .500, which I know now is more complicated, in 10 years.
That's a miserable franchise.
It really is.
But that is an absolutely atrocious. And look, Cleveland, they're in a similar category.
Nope.
As far as like, there's a group of teams that all are kind of in that range. And you just kind of, you start to think every year I do go, man, this could be the Browns. And then they're like, no, it's not. And then the Jets kind of do the same thing. I was like, this could be a fun team.
We're kind of like Cowboys fans. You know, we win a game and, all right, we're going to the Super Bowl. And then as soon as we lose, all right, we suck again.
Yeah. And I think like the Jets are
you
just
said
like,
we actually savior, know. Savior. It's just savior.
It's just savior.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's 1-0 now as a starter.
It's true.
So it's good.
4-6. It's 4-16 in that other game.
But. Yeah, that was not good.
It was a warm up, Kevin.
Okay,
let's call it a warm up.
Yeah, first game. First time really with the
Yeah.
The number one squad.
Look, I'm rooting for him because everyone, like, they went too far against him. And I was like, it's too far. I'm rooting for him. And then I loved his post game when he goes, a lot of people are rooting for me to fail. It's not going to happen. Which I love that level.
See, I like that too. That's to me, that's what I think is great. And I think the players feed off of it too, is how confident he is, how he believes in himself. And I think that's, to be successful, you have to believe in yourself. If you have doubt, the body feeds off of it, and then, yeah, sure enough, there you go. You ain't going to do anything.
Yeah. Mm. No, I'm with you on that.
And I think this will be a good week, too.
Okay.
Against the Niners at the Dog Pound. So getting to be back at home. Or wait, his – yeah. Or no, they were home against Vegas, weren't they? I can't remember. They were on the road. That's right. Yeah, that's right. They were in Vegas. Yeah, so first home game, extra hype, being in front of your own crowd. Ooh, baby, let's go.
Okay. Are you more excited about that game or Michigan?
Oh, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to actually be there. I was going to drive down, because that's usually what I do. I'll go to the big house, and then I drive down to the Dog Pound.
How long is that drive?
3.
Okay. Yeah, that's not so bad.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
Michigan's very far, though, right? It seems like a longer drive than 3 hours.
What
do you mean?
Yeah. From, like, Texas. From it would be up.
I'm not going. I fly. I take this thing called a plane.
Oh, man. Are you like Sean Sharif and you take lots of private jets?
Nope.
Or are you like, come on,
it's a waste of money.
Yeah. See what I'm talking about, dude? Sean out there flying in
private first class, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I need that leg room. I always get stuck with, like, I get in there and whoever's in front of me reclines back and my legs are already jammed
those
into the seat.
Those people are the worst.
So I'm like stuck, and then I get like the guy that wants to compete with me on the armrest over here.
Yeah.
So I always have to, no matter what, give me a window seat and I'm like up against it. And I just fall asleep anyway.
I think the best thing about first class is just getting off first. You know, you don't have to do that whole 20-minute song and dance as the plane's heating up back there.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, but you're still
that whole breakdown right there could have been applicable from the 20-minute warm up to everything. I feel like all of that.
You're so right though, because when we fly back from Oxnard, Kevin, the last 2 years has put us in first class on the flight back,
at that.
And it's awesome. You're like a hero, dude. Except for that one dude that was flying back. That was like, "Oh,
my
shut your window," and you were like, "Shut up!"
And I didn't even notice that until you were like, what's that guy? But that guy also feels like he'd never ever been maybe on a plane because he was chatting up this cheerleader the whole time. And
yeah,
I
would too.
Okay, yeah, you would, because you're a, hope this is okay to say, good-looking millionaire athlete. This guy checked none of those boxes, all right? Actually, I don't know if he had money. Didn't really feel like it. But, yeah, he was chatting her up. Like, he really thought he was going to get her digits when they got off the phone and stuff. And so he's sitting on the other side, off the plane, I'm sorry. And then, yeah, so I had the shade up, and he's like, the sun's in my eyes. And I was like, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And shouldn't you be busy hitting on that lady who doesn't want to talk to you?
What a his thing, though, I don't think, even though your first one's on, okay, for example, I'm flying to Michigan. So when I fly back, it's going to be cold. So I'm still sitting up at the front freezing because everything's, you know, coming through, whatever. I don't know if that's the way you'd want that, but that's the only,
I'd
that's
like
the
to
only
know
argument
that
I have.
At some point. Yeah, the cold, legitimate factor. But,
but they'll give me a blanket or something.
You're back in row 30, right?
Yeah.
That's going to take a long time. And then the guy in 31 or 32 that's impatient is going to get up.
Yep.
And I'm an aisle sitter. I'm an aisle sitter, so he's going to stand right in between the aisles. And I'm doing that for 20 minutes, just like having claustrophobia.
Yeah.
And his crotch is right there.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'll take a little chill over that.
I do hate that, too. Like, as soon as the plane stops and they're, you know, all right, we've made it to the gate and you hear the seatbelt thing come off. And it is. It's funny how, like, everybody just gets up and then they stand, like you said, right in your way. And it's like, the thing that makes me mad is, yeah, I'm on the inside. And I've said it to multiple people. Like, they'll get up, whatever. I'm like, hey, can you grab my bag? And they just look at me like I'm dumb. I'm like, bro, you're standing up. Like, I can't get up or else I would.
Yeah.
And I'd get my bag. Or
yeah.
The other one, too, is like you do get, like you said, too, somebody from, like, 30 hurries up and sprints to the front. And
yeah,
then you watch and they get off. And they want to do is be the first ones to baggage claim.
Yeah.
I get it if you got to go catch another bird, but
sure.
Still.
Yeah.
You ever believe that all the people that are going to catch the next flight, whenever the flight attendant's
no.
like, all right, guys.
I don't believe any.
Everybody
I don't
just
either.
Chill. We're going to let these people get up and come to the front first.
Right.
And then all, like, they're like, everybody on this plane needs to go right now? I don't think so.
See, but it led to the incredible thing on one of our flights where we stopped somewhere and everybody got off the plane except for us.
It was me, Mike, Kevin, and one other dude. that all stayed on the airplane.
It was
all three of us, and this guy got on the plane, and he was like, "This is pretty empty," and we were like, "Yeah, man, we can sit anywhere." It was the coolest flight I've ever been on.
Did you ever see that guy who took a picture like in every seat of the plane and photoshopped them all together? Like, we should have done that. Like, we should have been in every row, just throwing it out. But yeah, it was the weirdest thing, and we sat there for like 45 minutes, and one of the stewardess was like, "Do y'all need anything?" And I was like, "Can we like run up and down the aisles?" And she goes, "That's fine." And so like that's what we did, is just screw around on the plane for like 45
minutes. One of the funniest
minutes.
Things about the planes, like, now this is only on team flights, is we would literally put the little booklet, the emergency stuff to show you where you're going, put them down and stand on them, and then when you take off, just slide down.
See, remember Frank Provenzano told us a story where his teammate dressed in full ski gear.
Yeah.
Whenever the plane took off, he stood up and turned down and went down like he was skiing downhill.
Dude, it's so funny. You'll just be sitting there, and all of a sudden you just, here he comes. There he goes.
That is freaking amazing. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, he's here. We will talk with Dallas Cowboys beat reporter for The Athletic and avid sports card collector, John Machota. He's here at RJ Dukes. We'll do that next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from RJ Dukes. And right now, we bring to you Dallas Cowboys beat reporter for The Athletic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
An avid sports card collector, it is John Machota. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, boys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Look at you, and you're rocking some Duke as well.
I thought you'd like that.
I do. By the way, we're just seeing where that Frank Ragnow is coming out of retirement. Which is
exciting times for the people of Metro Detroit, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny because there's like a lot of people want to point to Ben Johnson leaving and Aaron Glenn leaving, but their biggest issue this year has been their offensive line, for sure. And when he decided to step away, they're okay on the offensive line, but for Jared Goff to be successful, you have to have a really good offensive line.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see what kind of shape he's in.
I mean, he's only 29. Like, when he stepped away, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And he was a phenomenal player.
For sure. No, a little bit of, like, with Travis Frederick, you know, obviously Guillaume Barre factored in with all of that, but I mean, you thought at that time that Travis would play for another 5, 6, 7 years, you know? Even if he wasn't what he was before that, you're like, hey, as long as he's solid, you'll be good there in the middle. And then obviously we've seen now over the last 5-6 years, they've had to retool the offensive line. So
now we've been talking about this a lot today, coming off a huge victory for the Cowboys over Philadelphia. But even then, your playoff chances look slim, and it almost feels like you have to beat Kansas City to keep that alive. But at the same time, I'm sure Kansas City views this as a must-win game. Do you think both squads are coming into this saying, we have to win this game?
Yeah, no question about it. That's the one thing about whether you talk about Duke or the Dallas Cowboys, the way I look at this game is, like, and Dak talks about this a lot too, where, like, the Cowboys, even if they're not having a good season, they don't ever go into anyone's building where people are like, oh, yeah, it's just the Cowboys. We'll beat. Everybody gets up for them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's Duke with a one seed with Cooper Flagg or it's Duke with Greg Paulus and Josh McRoberts
and
Lee Melchione, and they're getting like a 6-7 seed. Everyone still treats it like that, and that's what the Chiefs are too.
Yeah.
Everyone still treats them like that. And so that's the thing. Like, if this was a Thanksgiving game against maybe the Saints, I could see this Cowboys team. They're riding a little high off the Eagles game that they'll look past this. There's no way you look past Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, the Chiefs. It doesn't matter what their record is.
And I know it's not the most pressing thing in the world, obviously, for a lot of people, and especially not the teams. But what do you think about the narrative that this will be, maybe by good margin, the highest rated NFL regular season game of all time?
Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, the Cowboys are a big part of it, no doubt.
Yep.
But that midday Thanksgiving game, as long as you're not having some type of YouTube TV issue, the numbers are going to be, I mean, it could be a 1 or 2 win Cowboys team, but if you have that midday slot on Thanksgiving, you're probably walking into 30 million people watching it.
Yeah.
And so,
and the thought is maybe 48 million for this one. I know some people have said 50. I think it'll probably sit closer to like 46-48.
I mean, this might sound stupid, but I think a lot of it depends on if Taylor Swift's there or not. If she's there,
yeah,
I think
I don't dispute that.
5 million people that, I mean, like Jerry told you guys the other day on this radio station, there is that thing about on Thanksgiving where there's people that will be tuned in that don't really care about football, but it's like the only thing on, and so that draws eyeballs and it gets people to, you know, pay attention to where it's difficult for you to say the Dallas Cowboys to someone that knows even anything about sports and they don't have at least some opinion or haven't heard or seen them somewhere. And so I think that's a big part of it. But yeah, if Taylor Swift's there, it'll bump it up probably another 5 million people.
How big of a deal is it that Pacheco,
whether they like her or not?
No, I agree. Personally, I don't understand all of the hate towards Taylor Swift. She doesn't run the TV networks and doesn't say one shot on me right now. Like, I don't really think that is her fault whatsoever. How big of a deal is it that Pacheco is back, but at the same time, it almost feels like it's counterbalanced or maybe negatively balanced that Trey Smith is out?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I wouldn't have looked at the Trey Smith thing as being as big as it is, but then you go and you get Quinnen Williams, and that changes everything. I mean, you just see in that last game, if you don't double Quinnen Williams, he can wreck the game. I think he had next gen had him at 8 pressures when he was singled up, which is his career high. Wow. That's the thing. When you put him next to Kenny Clark and Osa and Solomon Thomas and you get all those, it's hard to double team everybody. And so that's why he's in such a great spot right now. Where,
how much do you like the 5-man front as an aside? I know I haven't seen like a ton of it yet, but
yeah. Me personally, I love it just because of, this is my 15th year covering the Cowboys, and I've just always felt like they weren't doing enough at defensive tackle. And obviously, a couple years ago, they used the first-round pick on Mazi. It didn't work out, but hey, you're at least trying. And then they do the trade with Micah, and you go get...
They got Hankins, but it still wasn't enough.
Yeah, not like it should be. Not like when you look across, whether you talk about major college football or the teams that are making the deep playoff runs, how good they are at defensive tackle. And so... Yeah, if you were a little bit better at D end, you know, then maybe you go back to having a 4-man front. But with what they have, their value is with those defensive tackles. If they're all healthy, get them all out there.
Derek turned off his mic for you. So. Oh.
He was trying to be considerate. That's nice. Yeah.
I want to be super confident about the Cowboys and looking at the Chiefs and being at home and everything. You're like, okay, well, this could go the Cowboys' way. I just feel like it's a coin flip, and maybe not even that, because the underlying metrics and analytics say the Chiefs might be better than they were last year. They're just incredibly unclutch. Maybe that got fixed last week against the Colts. Their red zone numbers are bad, but their per-play efficiency, they're actually pretty dang good. You know, they might be the best 6-5 team we've seen in a while.
Well, for sure. And as improved as the defense is these last couple of games, there's still plenty of issues on the backside that nobody would be surprised if Mahomes just is slowly picking them apart. That's the one thing about as good as the defense played against the Eagles, there was not enough pressure on Jalen Hurts to, if you give that time to Patrick Mahomes, he's going to, and if it's not even the deep shots, he'll take the underneath stuff and beat you all day long with that. And so if they're not getting pressure on Mahomes, yeah, for sure, they'll be able to move the ball all over the place. But I think they've shown that they'll be able to get some stops. Where you go back 5 weeks ago, you probably would have been like, I don't know if they're going to get a stop against some of these teams. But now you get this feeling that, not that they're going to get 7-8 stops in a row like they did against Philadelphia, but you feel like, hey, if the offense plays like it should, this defense should get you a handful of stops to keep you in the game.
You think CeeDee Lamb's going to have his best game of the year tomorrow?
If it's not his best, it'll be one of them. I will be very surprised if he doesn't have a great game. You know, looking at the different, you know, prop bets and things like that, I would take the over on CD with everything tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been brought up to Shoddy, and I don't know if there's enough evidence to actually present it yet, but we have this discussion frequently that it seems like once he gets within 10 yards, he's like, these receivers, I love them so much. When you're like, dude, you're on the 1 yard line, run the ball. You got a really good running back.
Yes.
Have you brought that up, or has anybody brought that up to him, or is it kind of like, no, let's see it first? And does Schottenheimer, does he have a specific feel like, no, this is the what I do?
It has been brought up. The way he talks about it is, I have these such valuable weapons that I got to get these guys the ball. You can't double them both. Somebody's got to be open.
Even at the expense of what you just saw work the play before.
True. And there's a part of me that wonders if it's also a little bit of the, I also got to keep these guys happy.
Yeah, touchdown, you know, make them happy. Yeah.
I would say late in a game, like after you have the Elijah Clark fumble and you're there on the one, I don't really care who's happy.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. But I will say, when they didn't score in that instance, it added more to, like even this game. That Philly game, that looks like a big win right now. That game's not over with, because if this propels them, we'll look back on that game, it'll be even bigger than we look at it right now.
Probably so.
And I will tell you if that happens, because one of the reasons why I think it's possible is because what's ahead does not look nearly as daunting as it did when the season started.
It's true.
Thank you very much, Vikings.
Vikings, Lions, nobody thought the Chiefs would be like this.
Right.
Giants are what they were, but we thought Washington would be better than what they are.
Yes.
But I will say, when they didn't score on the goal line, it added more value to me that, I'm not saying it's his best play of his career, but one of the best plays of Dak Prescott's career was that touchdown run. You can't guarantee me that they were going to score there and tie that game up if they just rely on the passing game. For him to dive in there like that, the energy that it brought.
It was kind of like that Seattle, 100%. That Seattle play.
That's the only reason why I won't say it's the best, is because and it's not even the best one in that side of the end zone at AT&T Stadium, because it is that Seattle
one.
There's no doubt.
Awesome.
I don't know if they win that Seattle game without him doing some of those plays like that.
Sorry, how clutch was that Ferguson block then as well?
Oh, yeah.
Because that helped. I mean, the props to Dak for sure. Yeah. But, like, that helped spring the hole as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And that was, I've never heard AT&T Stadium louder than on that play. I mean, that's what brings you back from being down 21-0. I mean, 21-0,
yeah.
That's big to come back in any NFL game. This is not, you know, Big 12 football.
Right,
you
right.
do that against anybody, let alone a team that good. That was very – I'm still stunned that they pulled that off.
It's crazy considering there were only about 55,000 Cowboys fans in there at the time, too.
I mean
– get ready for that tomorrow, it. Too, right?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you think that's going to be a – 64.
All right, so it might be, but I'll say the flip side out of this is they certainly just played a home game in Las Vegas, and when the Lions have had home games against the Minnesota Vikings, which obviously it's a division game, they're not that far from you, there'll be like a handful of Vikings fans there.
Yeah.
You think there's only going to be a handful of Cowboys fans in Detroit on that Thursday night?
Yeah,
there's going to be a ton. I remember the last time that the Cowboys were up there, and there are people that I saw in one of the parking lots. They're like Cowboys fans from Canada who they're not getting to go to Cowboys games all the time. So they will come over from Windsor.
That's their chance.
Yeah, that's their chance to see the
okay.
Cowboys. So it's like, I get that with AT&T Stadium, and certainly the Raiders are going to go through this for the next 5 years plus. That is absolutely the game to go to. If you're trying to go to that one road game for your team every
for
year.
Sure.
And
for
I
sure.
still think the Cowboys have some of that. Being from Michigan, I'll say that like this weather is great. If your team, like, I had a bunch of friends come down that get the game, the one against the Lions a couple years ago when the, what's it called, the Dan Skipper play.
Oh, yeah,
the Cowboys won 2019. There was a ton of Lions fans there because it's like 30 degrees in Detroit. And you come down, you go to Texas Live. Texas Live is also a game changer, too. But there before that was built, there was really nothing to do around that stadium pre and post game. And now that they have that there, that's a big thing, too. But, yeah, no, there is going to be a lot of Chiefs fans there, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Well, we appreciate the time and appreciate you coming out. Last thing I was curious about, because somebody sent in this question, do you know of any Cowboys players that either collect their own cards or big card collectors in general?
That's a good question. I do not. Well, I don't know a single one that is into that at all. I know Dak isn't. He even said after the game that was one of the few jerseys that he even is going to keep because most of them he just gives away. He's not into collectibles and things like that. And for me, I'm always just like, man, you could have everybody's jersey.
Yes.
Like, what player is going to turn down Dak if you ask him after the game, hey, let me get your jersey or whatever like that? Like, he could have every single... Like, how would you not go and try and get Patrick Mahomes' jersey off this game?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, John, to you, Gavin. Thank you to you.
Thank you, guys.
For jumping in. We really appreciate it. Coming up next, we'll move into hour number 10 of Peace-a-thon. We will kick that off with Dallas Wings General Manager and EVP Kurt Miller next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.